I've been meaning to catch up with my next guest for a couple of months just to hear about progress out at Paradise Palms. His name is Darren Halpin. Darren, welcome to the King Review.
Hey, Gavin. How are you, mate?
Very well. Now, give us a quick update. I think a lot of people are wondering. There was a lot of publicity, of course, at the time when you were seeking approvals through Cairns Regional Council. Where's it all at now? What's the interest been like? Can we expect to see blocks for sale soon? Where's it all at?
So, Gavin, the update on Paradise is nothing's really changed. We're in the appeals court at the moment. We go to court, I think, in September. We were in the council this afternoon just getting an approval to cut the block up into five blocks to cut off the school lot and the tourist park lot. And we're going to go and sell off a small piece of land or a retirement village precinct. It's all going to plan. It's going well.
Given the appetite for real estate in Cairns, in fact, all over Australia at the moment, Darren, do you need to get these blocks on sale sooner rather than later to capitalise on that?
Look, I'd love to have them on sale right now. I think land's probably gone up, you know, 30,000-40,000 a block over the last 12 months out that way, which is great news for us and all the people who own land out there. I know we bought a block of land around Trinity Park in March, and we had it sold within 6 weeks. That was 22 lots. And we go to market with another block next week, which we think we'll sell out just as quick at Freshwater. So, Kansas, these times that we're seeing now are like it used to be in the early 2000s, where there was capital appreciation. People bought assets. Their houses increased in value. They could borrow more. They got a bit of confidence. You know, that's what you want to see, and that's what other capital cities have seen around Australia for the last 20 years, and we've really missed out on that. So they're probably just playing a bit of catch-up.
It is fantastic. Real estate agents say they can't remember it being this busy. They can't keep up in terms of signing contracts. It's extraordinary to see. The court case, as you said, coming up in September or later this year, so nothing can really happen on site in terms of getting down to the nitty-gritty of selling until after that's resolved. Is that right?
No. So, look, not really. So with this latest approval, we can now push on and putting our entrance in and doing the maybe part of the road to give access to the other blocks, and we can carve off the block for the new school and do all the services for that block, and then talk through with a couple of retirement operators that we have just about what they would like to see on the retirement block. So yeah, mate, it's we're pushing ahead as if we're going to win the court case. It's the only way you can do it. Because there's just a lot of demand there for housing stock. There's a lot of demand there for schooling, for new tourism products, for the water park, for the tourist park. You know, mate, it's a great time to be a developer in Cairns.
And I mean, we've covered on this show the rental crisis. It's just seems absolutely insane at the moment. The vacancy rate down below, hovering around 1%. So there's an absolute, you're right. The timing is absolutely perfect. On another topic now, you were in Townsville this week for the big State of Origin at their beautiful big new stadium. Your quick thoughts, Darren, on a stadium for Cairns. It's been talked about for many, many years. There's a group of business people like Dean Priddell, for example, really trying to reignite this idea that Mayor Bob Manning certainly hasn't followed through with based on a previous election promise. Does Cairns, in your view, need and deserve a rectangular stadium?
Yeah, look, I think it does, right? I think we're seeing a lot of people move to Cairns from down south, Sydney, Melbourne, and all those southern areas. It's all about infrastructure. It's all about providing new and long-term facilities for Cairns and its residents. You know, I'd love to see a rectangular stadium. I'd also love to see Cairns really embrace itself as a sport hub of Australia. So there's lots and lots of school sports that are played with big tournaments all around the country, and there are very few places that have the accommodation availability that Cairns has. Townsville doesn't have it. And not many places have got 5,000 rooms where you can house big volumes of people. Cairns has got that, right? And I think the rectangular stadium would be the start of that evolution as Cairns being a sporting mecca, right, where people come for a week and run a tournament in Cairns. They can accommodate them. We've got all the fields. You know, it's very exciting. And that rectangular stadium, would be a catalyst to help drive that.
And, of course, not just sport. I mean, concerts, music concerts are another thing. We saw how massive Elton John was here a few years ago. So, you know, there's a whole range of uses I think we could do. Any quick thoughts on the current thinking or idea from the business people group in Cairns is around Barlow Park, redeveloping Barlow Park, doing it in stages, getting to about that 20,000 seat mark. Your thoughts on location, logistics?
Look, I think so you've got Barlow Park, you've got the showgrounds, you've got the Bunnings site. You know, the council could buy, could acquire the Bunnings site. They could redevelop the showgrounds. They could redevelop that whole precinct, right? And make it a multi-purpose, usable facility and space that can be used monthly. Like, you know, the showground is used heavily for one week a year for the show.
Or 3 days. Three days a year, right?
And then it's used occasionally for other, you know, small products. You know, we need a space that the government and council can invest in and is used weekly, right? Weekly facilities, right? There's great land along Mulgrave Road there that you could put some commercial precincts in, then build all the way back a stadium and sporting precincts all the way through there. It'd be a game changer, right? And that would then help drive more tournaments coming to Cairns or more events. It'd help fill all the hotels, restaurants, bars, car hire. It flows on, these things, right? You know, that's where our future has to be, I think.
I mean, you can imagine an entire master plan for that whole region, you know, that whole area. You know, it becomes, as you said, it becomes a precinct. It's developed in stages over many years. It would be absolute multi-purpose use, be absolutely incredible for the city. And long-term vision, I think, are we lacking that a little bit in this city? I don't know. Where's the vision? Where are those bold concepts for these big redevelopments of a space like you said, the showgrounds and Barlow and the old Bunnings site? I think it could be very exciting for the city, that's for sure.
Look, mate, I think a lot of people are stuck in the old ways, right? And that's a bit of a challenge, and that's part of our challenge with Paris Palms. There's a group of, you know, of old guys who don't want to see it evolve into a new asset. And, you know, I think I think Bob Manning has got vision for a concept like that, right? I think the council has. I think we just need to get all parties all together and be clear on a bit of a strategy and how it plays out. And, you know, the Shows Society, it's a massive piece of land that doesn't do a lot for the area, I don't think, right? And that's not putting them down. It's underutilized, right? And then there's Cannon Park. You know, there's these lovely assets that could be redeveloped into something special that will drive the community forever. And now's the time to be doing that. People are moving into the area. Let's do it. Let's have a crack.
Now is the absolute perfect time. Darren Halpin, appreciate your update. Thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
Thank you, mate.